The Fern Ridge School District serves a growing community of about 10,000 people in Walton, Notai, Vinita, and Elmira. The $26 million bond would pay for facilities and technology. Almost half the funds would be used to replace Elmira Elementary School. Jackie Turrell is the principal there. She says the 65-year-old building isn't healthy for kids or staff.
Our roofs leak, so whenever we have a big storm here, I come on the weekends and make sure it's not leaking on computer equipment. There's dry rot in the foundation. We have carpenter ants, so that on a warm day, we'll have sometimes 200 to 300 carpenter ants in the hallway, and then the floor is slippery, actually, from the kids stepping on them, and then I have to go clean that up.
Neither Elmira nor Vinita Elementary has room for full-day kindergarten, which is required in Oregon by fall 2015. Voters defeated similar bonds in 2010 and 2011. The more recent measure lost by a 60 to 40% margin. Proponents say they're better prepared this time. Olivia Johnson is the principal at Vinita Elementary. She says a facilities committee worked for months before presenting the bond proposal to the school board.
We have put an amazing amount of thought into the plan, and we have a better, more comprehensive plan for how the funds would be spent, and we were able to do a better job assessing the needs of the district.
The school board voted unanimously to bring the bond to voters. But there are still some doubters. Kim Kilmer chairs the group Citizens for Fern Ridge Schools.
I've heard a few concerns when we've had phone banks. A few people are worried about their taxes, and we've addressed that issue by saying, you know, that we don't expect to have an increase in taxes. So this just extends the life of the current bond.
The new bond is expected to cost about the same as an expiring 1997 levy. Property owners would pay about $220 for every $100,000 of assessed value. Kilmer urges anyone who still has questions to contact the schools. Karen Richards, KLCC News.